Really interested to hear how this afternoon is going to go with Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred in the Valley. He's going to meet with all the managers in the Cactus League, going to talk about retaliation against the Astros on the cheating scandal. Well, he's walking into a hornet's nest. I know this as fact because my media friends are very anxious to talk to Manfred at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He's going to meet with the media. He did so day before yesterday down in Florida and was very clumsy, referring to the World Series trophy as, quote, a piece of metal. That did not sit well with a lot of Major League Baseball players. Like, we work all season long for just this hunk of iron, and that's it. It's actually named after the commissioner of all things. So, and in fact, in the next 24 hours is going to be interesting because not only is Manfred meeting today with the media, I'm invited to a lunch tomorrow where Bud Selig is going to speak, the former commissioner, and Vin Scully, the great Hall of Fame announcer, will be there as well. And I'm sure they're going to be asked. If they're not, I'm going to ask about what's going on with everything with the Astros. You know, Mike Trout yesterday went off about it. Cody Bellinger, of course, day before yesterday went off about it. So this is the national story in terms of the outrage towards the Astros, cheating in sports. I've heard people that have said, you know, cheating happens all the time. It's gamesmanship. It's not gamesmanship if you're cheating in a way of banging on trash cans and wearing buzzers, and there's these like vague little, well, there's more to this story, we just can't let it be known, or we can't throw players out because we know the players' union is going to get involved. Of course the players' union is going to get involved. It doesn't matter if a guy is a cheat or not. So this story is not just going to go away today. The commissioner cannot get out of this, I think, quick enough outside of, we are taking these players, and we are going to do something about it, and we know the players' union is going to come after this, but optically, it just has been a train wreck. There's no other way to put it. By the way, did you see this? In Vegas, they actually have an over-under now on the number of times that Astro players are going to get hit by pitches this season. It's 83.5. So you want to go put some money down on this deal and make your baseball season that much more entertaining? There it is for you. Knock yourself out. The Coyotes. So today they're in the eighth seed, but they're only 6 points back of St. Louis and Dallas for the number one spot. They have 68 points. They won yesterday, beat a good Islander team. It's a good victory for them. They won back-to-back games for the first time since January. It's been maddening watching them. They play at Dallas tomorrow. The Stars, one of the top seeds right now in the playoff ranking. So big game for them this week. Really looking forward to Thursday night. Arizona State basketball is at home at Oregon. The Ducks are ranked 14th. The Sun Devils have won 5 games in a row. Remy Martin is playing like a Pac-12 Player of the Year candidate. And it should be. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do with your money. It's not for me to say. But it should be a game that is close to sold out. When we talk about big events in the Valley, there have not been many around Arizona State basketball through the years. I actually said to come to Phoenix when they were pursuing me back in the day, 25 years ago, I will only do it if I can be the color analyst for Arizona State basketball with the late, great Tom Dillon. And KTAR said to me, are you nuts? Nobody cares about ASU basketball. And I said, I care. I love college hoops. It was the negotiating point. There was like 3 days where we went back and forth where if I didn't get it, I wasn't coming. It wasn't even about the money at that point. And so to see where that program has been through the years, okay, where every now and then they have a player that you have to go out and watch. Of course, James Harden is the first one that comes to mind and the best one that's come through in the years that I've been here. I'm not saying Remy Martin is James Harden. Remy Martin is a fine college player right now. That's as far as I'm going to go with it. But I do think that Bobby Hurley has toned his act down. Whether he was told by Michael Crow and Ray Anderson to do so, which is my understanding, or not, doesn't matter. He's not as, I'll just say it, he's not as nuts on the sidelines as I've seen him in the past. His team has gotten better as the season progressed. I think that is the sign of a coach that's getting the job done. You're going to go through rough patches, but if you have them peaking at the right time of year, and it feels like that Bobby does. A guy like Jalen Graham has made huge progress, so it's not just Romello White down low. They actually have a couple of guys that you can put out on the floor, even at the same time when you run into the NCAA tournament March Madness matchup and say, wow, this really isn't good for us. I like how the guard play has come along. I'm not going to bench Rob Edwards, even though a lot of you want to see that happen. They are worth watching. Hey, make sure you have a great Tuesday.